Hey, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you want to reach me, hit me up at relate2019@gmail.com. Again, that is relate2019@gmail.com. Hey everyone, today I want to talk about fight or flight. We usually hear this when we talk about stress and how people respond to stress, whether it's a harmful event, a possible attack, or a threat to their personal survival. Well, today I want to talk about fight or flight in regards to my recovery process. So how do you know it's time to keep fighting? And when do you know or realize it's time to stop pushing back and accept the new normal? You know, it's usually hard for me to accept change in my body, hard for me not to want to fight for my independence, but I have learned and come to respect the need to adjust to change so that I don't become captive or prisoner in my body's deterioration or the new normal that's now in front of me. So I don't want people to think that I've had a difficult life, because I haven't. You know, I've had some really great times, and I plan to have years of more great times. But there has been some mixtures of drizzle and rain. And as we know, when it rains, it can sometimes pour. And it's during the downpours that I find myself asking the question more often, do I fight or do I take flight? You know, I have to be very honest with you guys. There have been some days where I absolutely hate living with a disability. I hate being different, hate needing assistance, and I hate all of the things that I cannot do. You know, it's those days or those times that I find myself so emotionally exhausted and there's no fight left in me. It is on those days where I take my question of fight or flight to the extreme. Do I even need to still be here? Eventually, those days pass, my pity party ends, and my fight returns. But for how long will my fight be with me is the question that always remains. Most of my friends know that I do not accept change in my physical abilities easily. Although I might say, yeah, I'm good. In the back of my mind, I'm always wondering, what else can I do to improve this situation? Or in the back of my mind, I'm questioning, did I do enough in my power before I actually decided to throw in the towel and accept the situation that's in front of me? With my injury of 2018, you know, I've had some setbacks, as I shared in the past. Even my doctor was surprised by a few of them. And yet with the setbacks, you know, I've continued the fight, stay positive, continue my physical therapy regimen, and have continued to hold on to the belief that I will get better. And yes, I have gotten better since my injury. My bone has healed. I'm no longer wheelchair dependent. I've been back at home for some time. I can drive my vehicle again, and I can walk around unassisted inside my apartment. I acknowledge the healing that has taken place, and I know it has taken time to work to get to this point. And yet, I also know that I may not get back to where I was before the injury. And although I'm starting to come to terms with that, I still have yet to accept this reality as my finale. So what am I supposed to do with that? How long should I fight? And when should I decide to take flight? Then it hit me. Why do I have to do one or the other? Why can't I do both? As I've shared previously, recovery is a process to which one must commit. It can be beastly, but can offer so much gratification. So while I'm still getting encouragement from my physical therapist, I still have this want to fight for greater healing, which for me translates to greater strength in my left side of my body, with the hope that I can one day walk outside of my apartment without the need to use my walker. Simple, right? So shouldn't I still fight for that? I say yes. But what if my healing doesn't turn out as expected? What if what I'm fighting for is not the outcome that's actually in store for me? Because let's face it, sometimes what you think you are supposed to have in this life is not necessarily what we get out of this life. But what if my healing doesn't turn out as expected? Leaving me worried about feeling safe in my physical person, worried about going places alone, and worried about facing more what ifs. What if it rains? Will I be safe? What if I fall again and I'm by myself? what if? What if I continue to fight and then my fight just ends up leaving me with more what ifs? Is it worth it? Would the fight be worth living in the shadow of the what ifs? So when I think about it that way, you know, you get afraid to continue to fight. But like I said, why does it have to be one or the other? So thankfully with age, there comes some wisdom. Even though I want to fight, I don't plan on fighting blindly into the night. You know, with wisdom, there brings the ability to see life measured for the long haul, not just for the here and now. Meaning, I have the ability to think about what I might need and plan accordingly, to adjust to a new normal that is shaping before my eyes. So if I look at my new normal in that light, it will enable me to fly into this new world, opening up doors for me to experience the new, untapped joys life will bring. Because I don't want to fear my new normal. I want to live within its realm. So with that in mind, I've decided to fly into this new thing that's shaping in front of me. With that in mind, I decided to buy a folding mobility scooter, something I can use and carry in my car independently, something that will allow me to fly into this new normal that's shaping in front of me. It's been a very long road in making my decision because buying a scooter today marks a new era in my life. This scooter marks my need to have assistance in doing things I never needed to have assistance in doing before. You know, at times where I used to say, okay, I can go and I can walk and I can just hang out. Now that length of walking, you know, I can't do that now without assistance. And although this scooter is now with me, I am still on a journey of discovering life with this new normal. So far, my scooter has been with me on 3 different occasions. All beach cities, believe it or not. I've been to Hermosa Beach, Redondo Beach, and the Pike in Long Beach. And you know, each outing was enjoyable because I actually had my scooter. I didn't feel like a burden to my family. They always having to turn around and make sure I'm still with them. Are you still back there? I actually felt free and secure because I had my scooter, and the what ifs started to turn into the what's next. Although my scooter is with me now, sometimes looking at her, I get afraid. I get worried that people will only see me as the person in the scooter. And so there's a love-hate relationship that is brewing. And in order for me to process this love-hate relationship, I actually wrote a love letter to my scooter. Here it goes. I remember the day I first saw you. Small, compact, yet complex. Could you be the one for me? Apprehensively, I approached you, afraid you were a vision too good to be true. I was invited to go for a ride. We were unsteady at first, but soon we found our groove. A few weeks went by, but you stayed on my mind. I revisited your photograph several times. Should I call, make the investment? Would you truly be worth my time? As I continued to contemplate my next move, I developed a list outlining your most appealing benefits. But still, were they even enough to sell me on you? The day came when I finally made the call. Nervously, I asked questions, trying my best to listen for something that would make me walk away from you. But in the end, I was sold. The morning of your arrival, I anxiously awaited, dressed early, and prepared the house in hope it would be inviting to you. Then I heard the knock alerting me of your arrival. In a sleek package, you arrived. You weren't intimidating to the eye. I gave you a smile to let you know I was all right. But in the next instance, your presence felt like pressure, almost a suffocating hold around my heart. Was this a mistake after all? Should you stay, or did I really want you to go? In the end, I opened up my heart and let you in. You are an answer to many prayers. We still have to find our true rhythm, but eventually, I feel we will be the best of friends. A love letter to my scooter, y'all. So if anyone listening is in a situation in which you feel you have to choose between fight or flight, I say do both. I say do both. Fight for what you want by flying into the storm. Maybe you will have to rethink how you do things, adjust to new situations, or begin using assistance. It doesn't have to be all or none. Sometimes you need to do a little of both to find your new way. Thanks again for listening to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or feedback regarding today's episode, hit me up at relate2020 relate2019@gmail.com. Relate2019@gmail.com.